Mario Weissbluth, welcome to Worldviews.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So you're doing some very interesting work in Chile on the education system. Can you tell us, first of all, what it is about the Chilean education system that is of concern?
Well, Chile is a very paradoxical country, and we have to distinguish high school and primary school education from university because they are two separate worlds, okay? Maybe I should start by saying that Chile has probably the most neoliberal policies in the whole world. I mean, this is no joke. Probably the U.S. would be considered socialist compared with Chile, okay, in everything, in education, in health, in pensions, in taxes, and whatever, okay?
So it's a highly privatized society in terms
completely.
Of the, completely,
and,
okay.
And your well-being depends on yourself. That's okay. Essentially the point, okay?
No public
or there is a very, very, very,
very minimal.
Weak public sector okay. to care for the poorest, okay? The result of that in schools is that can be described by the rule of the 40%, okay? Less than 40% of preschool children go to preschool, especially the poor ones. Mm-hmm. 40% of the kids that come out of basic school don't understand what they read. That's mostly the poor. 40% of the kids that go out to university don't understand what they read. And they are grabbed by a university sector completely and fully deregulated for profit, which abuses them to the point that we've had the explosions that we've had. Well, in that context, our movement, it's a citizens' movement. It was born 4 years ago. It's a long story. It was born almost by serendipity. But today we have 83,000 formal affiliates, 120 followers in Twitter and so many in Facebook. We have the presence in the media once a day on the average. We have presence in Congress. We have been invited. We're permanent guests of the sessions of Congress related to education. And so how do you build in 4 years a movement which has become so influential that we have been able to pass laws through Parliament, increase budgets in some areas, and also stop some laws that we don't think that were quite appropriate.
So the goal of your organization, then, is to enhance the quality of education being provided
to the public? It's actually four goals. One is enhance the average quality. That means that the overall average goes up, okay? We are still far, far away from the U.S. or other advanced countries in the world. Although Chile is probably on the average the best in Latin America. But more than average quality, it's the problem of equality. There is a big, huge distance between the results that rich kids obtain compared with poor kids. Okay?
So better access for those that
it's
are
not
poor.
Not a problem of access. Everyone goes to school.
So yeah. It's not access. It's
not
a matter
access.
Of just the actual quality.
The quality.
Okay.
That's the second one. The third one is segregation, social segregation of the school system. We have truly what I call an apartheid in education in Chile. The children of the ultra-rich study with the children of the ultra-rich, the children of the rich with the rich, and so forth down the ladder. And in that situation, it's almost impossible that the poor kids will come out of their situation. They are marked. We have longitudinal studies, and they are marked since they are 36 months old. Their future is already cast. So the third area is segregation or desegregation of education in Chile. And the fourth is that public education in Chile has been plummeting as a result of specific policies, okay? This policy of privatization, to give you an idea, today in the U.S., 90% of schools, even with charter schools working, 90% are public. In Chile, they were 80% 20 years ago. Today, it's 35%. So we want to recover public education. That's our fourth goal.
So you've been running this organization now for 4 years. You've obviously have a significant presence now at this point. So what are some of the successes that you can report? I mean, are you starting to get the word out about this? Are you seeing any changes?
Right. We have obtained very specific things so far. First, directors of schools, the headmasters in schools, in public schools in Chile, were, you won't believe me this, appointees by Pinochet in 1990. They were in their posts 15 years later. So we have achieved that now headmasters have to be appointed by a contest and with better salaries, because we know, as in all the world, that the headmaster is a very important part of the situation of a school. That's our main, so far, one of our mains. Second is that we have achieved to infuse within the public education sector about $400 million, which might sound little in the U.S., but in Chile would be the equivalent to $4 billion of extra funding. We have achieved far more importance to something that was completely neglected, which was preschool education. That's also our job, and are proud of it. And also, this is a paradox. We've been able to stop in Parliament laws that would enhance segregation in Chile. You have to understand that the people who is in government now is not the sons of the people who work with Pinochet, but the same ones. It's the same guys with name and last name, okay? Not their children. And so they have been trying to push laws which go even further into segregation, okay? And we've been, and I'm proud to say that we've been able to stop those laws in the track in Congress. So we're proud.
Well, it sounds like you've had quite a bit of success then, the extra funding, the raised profile, some of the things that you've been able to stop, and some of those things you've been able to start. And all of this from a social movement that you created about 4 years ago. What are some of the methods that you're using to not only create your movement, but to get the word out and to raise the profile of this issue?
Yeah, that's something that we've been having to construct while we're going. I mean,
so you're learning while you're doing.
We are learning by doing, right. But I would say that there are two or three key elements. One of them is the passion of the people that work in our offices. Okay, they believe in this, and you know, when you have people with passion, things are different. Second, we've been able to combine passion with professionalism. We have a top head of the press area. We have people who make the community management of the social networks in internet. We have top guys studying the policy and producing projects for, you know, to take them to parliament. We have another team working in the schools, in the poor schools, so that we know by heart what's going on there. It's not just a matter of policy. And one of our key strategies is what I call convergence. Once we have in our agenda for a month, let's say, the problem of teacher salaries. I'm just taking one of them, okay? Well, that month, Twitter is on salaries, Facebook is on salaries, our website is on salaries, our press releases are on teacher salary, our presentations in Congress are on teacher salary. So we attack the issue from many communicational points. We do lobby on salaries. So, and that way of tightening the screws has worked very well for us.
So you're coming from every angle, but it sounds like social media is one of your main weapons that you're using, if you will, the main weapons
we
in your arsenal.
We were born as a website, actually.
So you're a digital movement from the very beginning.
Well, yeah, we were born in the net. Now we've expanded to press, to lobby in Congress, but initially we were born.
You were born as a social media
adhering
movement.
Adhering to a manifesto in the net, okay? So the professional management of the community, management of internet is one of our specialties, let's say.
But now, are you getting people out in the streets? I mean, are you organizing people in that respect?
We are not the type of movement that goes out with sticks in the streets. But we dialogue with the students who are in the streets. We dialogue with the Communist Party. We dialogue with the extreme right. We dialogue with the experts in education. We've been able – that's another source of our influence, that everyone recognizes in us someone who they can talk with. And they all recognize, be they in agreement or not with us, that we speak with the truth, that when we show data, the data are real, that we are not twisting the data, you know, to push some argument. And so by being professional and serious, we've been able to, you know, gain the trust of the teachers' union and the students and everyone, and they all recognize in us that we're speaking our truth.
And certainly passion doesn't hurt.
Yes.
Well, Mario Weissbuch, thank you so much for being with us on Worldviews today.
Thank you for
inviting me. Very interesting
story
you have to tell about education in Chile. Thank you.
Thank you.